This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition, 1st of January. Happy New Year 2019. Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media sister stations, as well as many of America's leading independent radio stations across America. We are also heard around the world, streaming to where many of our nation's military are listening to us right now. To them, we say thank you for your service to America. And the Captain's America Third Watch is nationally syndicated via the GCN Live Radio Network and the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. Many of you listening to us right now, all you got to do is call your program director, your local radio station, and say, hey, we want this program. They're available on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And we're looking forward to many more radio stations becoming part of the Captain's Army, including next week when we flip the switch in the Denver market. Now, thanks also to the Service of America's First Responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. We've got your six. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
So, we don't know if we're going to get a spending package or not, and if we do get the spending package, the wall's not in it because they absolutely refuse positively, uncategorically, to put anything in there to build a wall.
Well, Pelosi and Schumer's offer to pass some legislation, it's just a gesture. And I think what she's trying to do is kind of put Leader McConnell in the corner, saying that, if McConnell doesn't accept this, then he's complicit with the president in shutting down the government and keeping it shut down. So, she's just trying some maneuvers here, and along with Schumer, it's not going to go anywhere. So, we shall see what happens. I mean, she was only going to really, it was a short-term thing, too. It was a stopgap because they were only going to really fund the Department of Homeland Security through February the 8th. Well, what does that do,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a country doesn't operate like this. So,
now, I have a question for you. I didn't mention this to you during the hold on the phone there, but what is this going on about a tweet from the U.S. Strategic Command about dropping a bomb? What was that all about?
That was a little on the strange side. I only caught a snippet of that too, but apparently, it was NORAD and they put out some kind of a tweet that expect something big and we got something big to drop, and they realized that they apparently didn't phrase whatever they were going to do or thought they were going to do or teasing they were going to do. They didn't phrase it right, so they had to untweet it. Not they took it down. They may have taken it down, but they just it kind of sent shockwaves.
Okay.
Places that shouldn't have done. So somebody screwed up there.
Now you and I talked a little bit yesterday about China. We talked about the situation over there with some of the companies that were leaving China, and that the Chinese government, the unreported things that were going on. And then the New York Times goes and publishes another story, this time about the Chinese dissident billionaire who's been around for a while, apparently. What the heck is his name? Gio...
Guwengi.
Okay, all right. Easy for me to say. Well, what's that all about?
Well, he actually sought some kind of some refuge in the United States because he doesn't have a lot of regard for the regime in Beijing. In fact, he wants a regime change in Beijing. So I think we granted him some kind of asylum. He's in New York. He really can't even leave the city because he's also under an Interpol red notice that was put there by the Chinese, by Beijing. But he wants to expose, you know, the political corruption, the financial corruption that goes on in China and the political system. And that's, you know, that's cool. I mean, I'm not sure that he's doing it publicly or saying so publicly, but, you know, we know about it. And I think this is more of a gesture, but, he's created some kind of a fund, and, this fund will, kind of force some talk about a regime change, talk about, their corruption. And the interesting thing is, the person who's head of this fund, you want to guess who that is?
No, but you're going to tell me, I know.
Steve Bannon.
Oh, wow. He still doesn't, he's like the old soldier, but anyway, so he's still around.
He is. You know, but, the, you know, apparently they were talking about he'll prove some bribes to go on, all these other kinds of things. So I don't know how much is in this fund. It's pretty substantial. I think it's about around $100 million. And, yeah, so Steve Bannon's going to administer this fund, and I guess we're going to learn about, you know, more corruption than we already know. But we from the Department of Treasury, we pretty much know government officials know what we need to know.
All right. Here comes the music. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you a question. We got a listener that just asked me a question about the Mueller investigation. So we will answer your question there, Dana, in Salina, Kansas, listening to us there tonight. Right in the middle of, you said, some icy roads. Okay. Thanks for telling me that one, too. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And, you know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, you can now carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education and legal representation on your side in the event you have to defend yourself, because I will guarantee you that if you're the last person standing and you have to use a weapon to defend yourself, you're the first person the police are going to be looking at when they arrive on the scene. So, here's what I want you to do. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on that big old USCCA logo that's right there, dead center of the page, or in the right upper right-hand side there as well. There's two of them there. And find out what it's about, because you can sign up not only to win a free gun a day. You can go there every day if you want and sign up on the website. And good luck to you on trying to win a free gun a day giveaway. And if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff in doing such. So there you go. The Captain's America Third Watch. Click on the USCCA logo there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello, come in.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. All right, well, we have a question from our listener, and it's a two-pronged question. First of all, Captain, please ask Denise. We believe that we all are hearing and believe that Robert Mueller's report will be out soon. Does that mean when the report comes out, it ends the investigation altogether?
We don't know when his you know, final report was going to come out. There's no way that anybody knows. His office is not leaking. The only thing you can do is kind of check the court dockets to see what's happening there. So we can see if it indicates some kind of a wrap-up. So far, there's nothing that says that we've come to the end.
Now, this is... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so with that, I would say... everybody is now trying to do some re-guessing. Will it be, you know, February, March, or April, or whatever? We have no idea. We do know that I think some kind of progress report or a status is provided to the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. So if anything gets leaked, it may come out there, although I doubt it. We've got lawyers that know what the court dockets, have access to what's on the court dockets, and there's several there that are trying to make some educated guesses, but other than that, it just isn't going to happen. Now, the next question is are the Democrats going to continue with the Adam Schiff and
right.
that crowd? That,
right.
Yeah, they're absolutely going to do that. They've been told that, you guys need to, back off on this and really legislate and whatnot. I think there's too much animus, there's too much hate on the Democrat side to Trump for them to ever begin to not keep things, the pot stirred, if you will. We'll put it that way.
Okay, now here's another question coming in off the Internet, and this is coming in from Zane, and Zane is in Grand Island, Nebraska. He's up on I-80, and he says, Captain, I'm traveling eastbound tonight with a load of meat coming out of Colorado. He said, my question to you and to Denise is, are we ever going to know what really happened between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page?
Not in the normal sense. No. Since the text messages are not recoverable, we will never get to the full depth of, I would say, their intermittent, close chatter that they had with each other and be able to determine how far reaching some of that went, including, I might add, to McCabe and to Comey. So the answer to that is no.
Now, are you going to get ready to do your Atlanta Braves chop and sing the, and all that with Elizabeth Warren coming out and announcing she's running for president?
Oh, Hiawatha?
Yeah. Princess Hiawatha.
Oh, no, Hiawatha.
Oh, yeah, Hiawatha. Yeah, I got
Hiawatha.
You.
Hiawatha. No,
yeah.
She said she wasn't going to run, and all of
yeah.
a sudden. Now, this is kind of interesting when... This is a whole exploratory committee is kind of a it's kind of stupid because as soon as you create an exploratory committee, you are allowed to, according to the Federal Elections Commission, I think it is, allowed to begin to hire staff,
mm-hmm.
and you can start fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with her, putting, her feet in the water on this one. It doesn't bother me. I think it gives us a very good opportunity, to fight back on socialism because she's going to the middle class is being, decimated. They can't do this and they can't do that. And they're, the Trump administration has destroyed the middle class. So this gives us a premise, if you will, to begin to see what the Democrat Party is chatting about and talking about as they go into 2020. So I'm fine with her sticking her nose in,
And you're safe where you're at because you live up 300 steps above the street, and she ain't going to climb those steps to get to your front door.
No, I don't think so.
which keeps you, as we like to say, above the fray, right?
I hope so.
Okay.
Trying to stay above it.
Okay, and now let's see here. Who is this chiming in? This is Jamie, and Jamie is in Sarasota. Jamie's saying, good morning, Captain. Always enjoy hearing you talk to Denise about different things. My question is about Syria. It looks like as if the president has slowed down pulling
yeah.
the troops out of Syria. What have you heard? And that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, the way he announced it, it almost sounded like, and Mattis had signed the order that, you know, the getting out, the exiting the country was imminent, was going to happen almost immediately. Well,
right.
Apparently, things have changed dramatically. So it has been essentially postponed. It's going to be a stepped process. I think there's been some ultimatums that have been placed to Jordan, to Turkey, to Iran, you know, several of the things that are happening here. So we have to remember, too, that there's a major persecution of the Kurds, the Christians, the Yazidis. You know, we can go on and on and on about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of our concerns. If, you know, if we're so pro human rights, meaning the United States, then what are we doing to protect, you know, those innocent people? So, we can't begin to know the conversation that Lindsey Graham had with Trump, except that he was, more relieved, apparently, after the lunch, that
yeah.
this thing isn't going.
Now, wasn't General Joe Dunford in that, too?
I think he may have been. Initially, they didn't say so, but then the indications were that he was.
Hmm.
So, we're only talking about 2,200 of our uniformed personnel that are in a couple of parts of Syria. I would actually argue that the matter of the Taliban negotiations is much more.
Let me address that in a minute, because I'm hearing from back channels, responsible, reliable back channels about Afghanistan, that all of a sudden Eric Prince and his private security company are back in his scheme of things in Afghanistan. Now, what are you hearing?
Well, I had made that suggestion, you know, over a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
But that has really, I don't think that's ever really left the table.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really have anything to do with the negotiations that we're in with the Taliban. I'm furious on that one. As a matter of fact, the Taliban, our famous Taliban 5 that we switched out for Bo Bergdahl, that are part of the diplomatic wing.
Yeah, they're doing some of the negotiating, aren't they?
Well, they are. That's who we're negotiating with, of all things.
All right.
But they were in Iran yesterday.
Wonderful. All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and I'll be right back with our next military news segment. Get into some information there that you won't hear anywhere else but this program. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The federal government is in its 10th day, and in an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's very important. A lot of people are looking to get their paycheck. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
The Democratic leaders, who are out of town on holiday breaks, claim that the president never told them he wanted to meet and that he never actually invited them to come and discuss the shutdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, where in 14 short months you can be well on your way with a career as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially those of you getting out of the military, those of you that are veterans, those of you that have the GI Bill, especially the post 9/11 GI Bill. You haven't used some of your benefits, especially your educational benefits. Well, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you've got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Pardon me. It's called the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. And the other right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then at the same time, give them a call at 659-2080, 659-2080, because you'll get a chance to schedule a tour. Now, by scheduling the tour, you'll be able to find out everything and see everything there is to do and learn about there. It's not that difficult. Anybody that can operate a wrench and can read, write, and add, subtract, and multiply, and divide, well, you can become an aviation maintenance tech. So the number again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you, because it will open some doors wide open for you that you would never, never have the opportunity to get the benefits that are there. Now, the Army has been very busy lately, and they're going to get busier because they're creating some heavy, light infantry combinations for the future that are easier to fly around, tag around, drop off. The Strikers were one example of that when they added some more armament to it, as well as surface-to-surface missiles and surface-to-air missiles, because of the fact that they might be able to take a drone out or an aircraft that comes in on them, or another tank, of course. They've got some very lethal anti-tank weapons on the Strikers, which are quite an interesting vehicle to watch. They're not as heavy. They don't get mired down as much in the sand and in the swampy areas as do the big tanks when they go in there, which used to be a big problem. And while every effort has been made to lighten the combat load on the infantrymen, the light and the heavy infantries that need to move very quickly, which is what they do, it looks like as if now there may be an end in sight, and we'll wait and we'll see about that, because that's a work in progress still as we move along. Now, the Navy has announced the automation of enlisted advance worksheets, the first step for promotion-eligible sailors before an exam to help them study to pass the exam. And the other day, nobody said anything about this, but in a runway at a Virginia airport, an Army military jet, or I'm sorry, military jet, Air Force military jet, slid off the runway during a training exercise. No one was injured, and they had to tow the jet off the end of the runway out of the snowbank. Now, the Marine Corps is going to be busy, because new in 2019, the Marine Corps will be taking delivery of their new amphibious combat vehicles. Of course, BAE won the Corps' contract to build the new 8-wheeled amphibious combat vehicle, or ACV. It'll be changing a little from what it's been looking like. And those of you here in my area, the Tampa Bay area, if you go off the east end of the Gandy Bridge, you will see on the Hillsborough County side, right there, the Marine Corps Armory for the 4th Marine Amphibious Squadron. And they use the type of vehicles that will now be getting replaced there. Also, new in 2019, the Marine Corps Commandant is waiting to see how the 15-man rifle squads perform on a military expeditionary unit, because the Corps is back to experimenting with its rifle squad configurations after culminating the first phase of the Sea Dragon 2025 exercises that tested infantry Marines with a new tech and configurations, part of which is the 15-man squad. Again, knew in 2019 other Marines headed to Australia. I think there's a strong possibility of that. The Corps' rotation to Australia in 2018 was the largest yet, with just more than 1,500 Marines training in the Pacific country, but there are plans to eventually boost those numbers to some 2,500 and keep them there in Australia. Also new in 2019, the British will invade in a force-on-force battle with the Marines. As the Marine Corps hones its warfighting skills, planners are still looking for new ways to go off-strip and get adversaries who punch back as hard as they'd like to when they're hit. So we'll see how that works out in the training that's coming for the summer. And the Marine Corps HIMARS are going airborne as Marines are bringing them to targets via the KC-130s. This is the same innovative rocket artillery unit that fired the HIMARS from a ship. Once again, they're mixing things up, although this time they're doing it with aircraft. We'll see how that works out. By the way, the Coast Guard told you about this, and no surprise to me, but a surprise to the media. Coast Guard officials announced that the service members will receive their regularly scheduled paychecks next week, which is this week, on Friday, despite the ongoing government shutdown. So that's a good thing. And the Navy has awarded a $26 million contract for continuing work on the Zumwalt class of stealth destroyers as the main shipbuilder is doing some adaptions and some repairs on the Zumwalts, which they've had a few problems with. Nothing all that drastic, but they've had a few problems with. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the stamp in the United Kingdom? Well, the UK Postal Service has issued the Best of British D-Day stamp featuring U.S. troops 8,500 miles away in the Pacific. In other words, instead of showing where the troops were come D-Day, it shows them actually being in the Pacific Ocean and not there with the United Kingdom troops that went ashore. That's pretty heartless, because we all know they were there. Oh, well. And both current and former female service members were more than likely to vote in the 2018 midterm elections for Democrats and Republicans, 80% to 36%, according to the women. These were the female veterans that shifted away from the GOP and voted instead for the Democrats. That's a bit of a turn, a bit of a switch. All right, Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. We're going to take a look at the boatways here, the waterways, to see how things are going. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, the largest franchise in the country, sits right here in my backyard. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
And stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat as we got to locate him, get him off the water so we can record some more stuff. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in. And for those of you that have come down here to watch football and be entertained, and there's a lot of you in the state of Florida right now, and for those of you that have come down here to maybe get a little warmer approach on life because it's been so cold where you're at, here is our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Of the 168 locations across America for the Freedom Boat Club, we are benefited by the largest one right here with over 300 boats in the Tampa Bay area. Now, today, there will be early morning areas of fog, probably until about 8 or 9 a.m., till it burns off. The winds right now are light and variable, very calm out there. We are going to have a low this morning. It looks like in the middle to upper 60s, which is right about where we're at right now. And today, it'll be partly cloudy. The winds will turn around out of the southeast, turning to the south, blowing at anywhere from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperatures are both at 69 degrees. Our low tide is coming in the next hour, 5:19 a.m. Our high tide will be around at 12:12 noontime. So there you go. And today, mostly New Year's Day, we'll have mostly partly cloudy skies, and we will have areas of sea fog, especially around the Tampa Bay area and up and down the coastline here, before and clearing out by 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny inland with a high near 80 degrees today with a light and variable wind. And tonight, we'll have lows in the middle 60s again, light and variable wind. And then Wednesday, it's going to be even nicer, 82 degrees for a high. And Thursday, 81 degrees. And I'm telling you, this is the time of the year when you're up there freezing in the north. Come on down. Come on down. Love to see you down here in Florida. And if you're a Captain's America Third Watch listener, let me know you're coming, and I'll make it a point to meet you at Mission Barbecue. Go over there and let you taste some of the great food, because we'll be over there starting next Tuesday, January the 8th. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with their 168 national locations, and we sit right here with the biggest franchise in the entire corporation, over 300 boats right here in Tampa Bay. They've got three different plans that you can become a member of, and membership does have its advantages. Now, number one, the most popular plan, the standard plan, is the seven-day-a-week plan, which is where you get your first month of member dues free. You get unlimited seven-day usage at any of their 19 locations here in the Tampa Bay area. You get four rolling reservations at a time, and you get reciprocity to go anywhere in the United States where they have a Freedom Boat Club. Now, if you want to give them a call at 855-FREEDOM and find out what membership does, you can get a discount for joining the Freedom Boat Club. And if you are active duty military, or a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, or you work in the medical profession, you get a sizable discount on top of the regular discount they get you to pay that one-time initiation fee, and then you're in Lakeland, and all you do is pay monthly dues after that. And then they have the economy plan. That's the one that I'm on. Reason being is because that's a Monday through Friday plan, where you can take the boat out Monday through Friday. It's great for retirees and those who work on weekends. And I like having my weekends off, to where if I don't want to do nothing, I don't have to. If I want to take a drive down to Sarasota or Fort Myers, and by the way, baseball is going to be starting up, and when it does, I like to travel and go watch the baseball games. So there you go. But that has the first month of membership dues free, unlimited weekday usage at all the locations, another, you get the chance to take another member of your household with you, as well as rolling reservations and another big discount there as well. Now, the number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. The website is freedomboatclubtampabay.com. But tell them the captain sent you. It will save you a bunch of money when it comes to being a member. All right. I do believe we've got Ian on the line. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Hey, I got kind of a rhetorical question I want to ask you.
You always do.
You can put on your, because you're connected with the politics and stuff. Now that the Democrats inadvertently did us a favor by getting rid of those 37 rhinos out of the House of Representatives, actually 40 went, three of them were good.
Yep.
The other 37 were useless anti-Trumpers. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a blessing in disguise. While on the one hand, I'm sad that the Republicans lost the House of Representatives. On the other hand, the ones that lost, as I said, 37 of them were basically, you know, backbenchers that didn't do squat except, you know, criticize Trump.
Right.
Now that the Republicans are the minority in the House, and we've gotten rid of supposedly this big anti-Trump faction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Republicans are actually going to start fighting like they should? And how long, that's the first part of the question. The second part is how long, if they don't, how long does the Republican Party apparatus, I'm not talking about Trump. Trump's a different issue. I'm talking about the Republican Party organization and apparatus. How long do you think they can keep this charade up of fighting for us when they don't do anything but expect us to give them money, knock on doors, volunteers, call, email, and do all that? Because I got to tell you, I don't feel like doing squat for the Republican Party, if you really want to know. Because they won't fight for the issues that concern me. They didn't move the America First agenda because Paul Ryan sat on it for 2 years.
That's correct.
That's one of the reasons why we lost.
That's correct.
I'd like your opinion on
that. Let me answer that.
I'm going to hang up and listen, all right?
Let me answer that. Okay. Well, first of all, the America First agenda was a great agenda. It would have worked had we had the people not trying to stop it, but trying to get behind and do something about it. That's number one. I do believe that the Republicans that are left in the House of Representatives are a bunch of tigers. I happen to know several of the congressmen who got reelected, especially here in this area, as well as a couple around the country. They're veterans, and I know them through my affiliation in veterans organizations. And I will tell you this, I believe that there's going to be a little different tenure of the Republican Party operating as a minority. I think their track record is going to be much better. I think they will get more behind the president. Because the president is a winner. He certainly proved that with the Senate by helping what he did in the Senate. As Ian mentioned, they did get rid of and cleaned house of a lot of the rhinos that were in the House of Representatives. But when it comes to the future of the Republican Party, and it comes to whether or not they're going to get more people involved in this side or the other, let me just say I'm not giving up on them, because I would rather support a Republican and what they stand for as to what I know the Democrats stand for and what they intend to do by exercising the Cloward-Piven strategy and Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and taking this country on another hard left adventure. And this country is not going to go hard left, as I like to say, over my dead body. Now, that's the way that I see it, and I'm not willing to give up and give in on the determination that some might try to do, because what the Democrats are still trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is divide and conquer those of us on the right side of the aisle, whether you're an independent, whether you're a libertarian, whether you're a Republican. That's the side of the aisle they are trying to divide and conquer. And we, the people, those of us that believe in an American constitutional republic, guess what? We need to band together. We need to realize we're all Americans first, and we need to get at it. And I'm going to get at it. That's my position. All right, I'll be right back. Ron Edwards coming on the air right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.